This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports don't stop on the weekends.
Neither do we.
Let's do it.
It's time to take a look at sports, both locally and beyond.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
He's on Time Out.
Dynamite!
The latest on everything sports right here.
You play to win the game.
Time Out with Eric Slaughter starts now.
Get a T.O., baby! Get a timeout!
Now, here's Eric on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, yo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this beautiful Sunday evening. July 6th, the end of the 4th of July weekend is here. Hope yours was special and unique. And I'm going to close this thing out with you for the next 2 hours. Got my guy Garrett Chapman with me. It was a pleasant surprise to find out he was going to be here tonight. My guy Dom Taroski texted me earlier and said, hey, man, pay your debts, because I owed him a NBA Finals bet, and I owed him lunch, and he asked for his money. So I guess he's out somewhere spending my money and didn't come to work tonight, Garrett. That's what he's doing. How you doing, bud?
Hey, man, I'm fantastic. Fantastic.
Y'all know you just came in and worked a couple hours tonight, just been here for a couple hours? Because I know you had a late night last night. I was listening to you and Maddie when I was leaving out of here as Atlanta United. I guess is a 0-0 draw a better outcome than what they've been having, right? I mean, you know, how late were you here last night? You had a pretty late one, right?
Yeah, about 10:30 or so. You know, it wasn't so bad. But, I mean, look, it's better than what they had been doing, right? It was 0-0. It's still a point. It's not a loss. You snap a 3-game losing streak in the process. So, at the end of the day, yeah, it's better than
it's not a loss.
But they say it's like kissing your sister, right? That's like it's not exactly the result that they were hoping for when they were playing an equally struggling DC United squad, and I think both teams left that match feeling like it was a loss.
There you go. That's my guy Garrett Chapman. So, well, for the next 2 hours, you and I can chop this thing up. We'll chop it up like onions. We're going to talk about these Braves, of course, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I refuse to. I've had a good holiday weekend, okay? I've had a great 3 days. I've done baseball. I've visited with friends. I've been here the past couple days. I'm in a good mood, and I refuse to let the Atlanta Braves mess that up for me. I ain't going to do it. So I'm going to talk about them for maybe 30 minutes, and that's it. Then I'm done. I'm going to tell you what I believe should be the Braves' new 2025 focus and what they need to do for the rest of this year, and then I'm going to drop it. I'm going to let it go because – why spend a lot of time beating up a team that's beating themselves up right now? Okay, I hope the Atlanta Braves are on a flight to California. Okay, you know they're flying some chartered flight. I mean, if I was the Liberty Media, I'd put them on a plane like the Cleveland Indians did in Major League. I'd have them on a plane that had a propeller with tape on it and be like, yeah, this is, you're going to play crappy like this, you're not going to get these luxury travel accommodations. Because I'm sitting here wondering, like, are we in a movie? Are the Braves trying to play so bad so they can leave town or something? What's going on? This is ridiculous. But, hey, I said I'm not going to do it, and I'm not. I'm going to recap the game. Yep. I'm going to talk about what we have not done, like when. Yeah, I'm going to do that. But I'm not going to let the Braves spoil the rest of my holiday weekend. And you shouldn't either out there. You should not either. You should be like, you know what? It is what it is at this point. You should be looking at the calendar saying, how quickly can we get the football? Because that's what it is at this point. Not only how quickly can we get the football, heck, how quickly can we get the basketball? Because all of a sudden, this town, Atlanta, is the, you know, could be in for some really great sports seasons in the winter and the fall and in the spring as basketball ends up, because our football team and our basketball team are on a really good trajectory. But our baseball team, our summer of 2025, as far as baseball concerned, is pretty much over, okay? Let's not get our blood pressure up. Let's not cry in our beer. It is what it is. Figure it out. Say, hey, you know what? We're going to change our outlooks, because the only thing we can do now is try to figure out what's left to prove or to find out for this season, okay? And we're going to go into that a little deeper, you know, as I go on here today. It's going to be a good show. We're going to talk some college football. We're going to talk some NFL. We're going to talk about the five top stories, according to AtlantaFalcons.com, the five top things for the Falcons going into 2025. We'll look ahead to what's going to be an amazing next 8 to 10 days in the Atlanta sports scene, because we are right on the precipice of the All-Star game coming to Atlanta. Not only will we have that, we'll have SEC Media Days in town as well. And my biggest event, my favorite event, Garrett, we are 4 days away from Cowboy Carter coming to town, and I got my tickets. I'm going to see the Queen, the Beyonce, baby. I'm going on Thursday night. Can't wait. And then I'm going to go to the All-Star game. I'm broke. I am so broke right now because I had to buy tickets to both. I tried to get credentials. I was denied for both. So I said, fine, I'll just get tickets because I'm going. I'm going to see both events, because they're in my town within a couple days apart, and I'm going to have a good time. I'm also going – I have such a busy weekend coming up. Now, I've been invited to participate in two All-Star Game events as a media member and an official. Not the big game, but I will be there as a media member for the Swing Man Classic. That is Ken Griffey Jr.'s All-Star event that he takes to every All-Star city that – promotes HBCU baseball players, okay? I cannot wait to be a part of that. The Swing Man Classic, that's going to be at Truist Park on Sunday, okay? Friday this week. I'm also going to be at Georgia Tech over the weekend as a part of the, is it Kelly Finch? And that's shame on me for not knowing it, but the Kelly Finch Softball All-Star event, okay? I am actually umpiring that event, and congratulations to me. The championship game is on Monday, and yours truly has been awarded to be the plate umpire for the Kelly Finch All-American All-Star Baseball Softball event in conjunction with MLB and USA Softball. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's all coming up this weekend. So I got Cowboy Carter, I got the Swingman Classic, I got the Kelly Finch All-Star Softball Classic. Then I'm going to the All-Star game. I'm going to need a vacation by the time next Wednesday rolls around here. I really will, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have a great time. Hope to see some of you out there. Make sure you are following this station on all of our social media platforms at 929 The Game. That's on X. That's on Instagram. That's on YouTube. All those things. You can follow me at eSlaughter For Real. I'm only on Instagram right now. I need to So I took my X Twitter account down about a year and a half ago. I had a Twitter stalker. Wasn't real fun. So I took it down. I hated it. I mean, people, the person, you know, I'm not going to name no names, was following me and showing up where I would be. I mean, I was like, what's going on here? So I took it down. I stopped updating my, you know, my whereabouts, and things went away. And that's been a while. And I never restarted my X account. I guess I really need to do that. But it was a really weird situation for me for about 2 or 3 months. And I was like, I guess I need to stop letting people know what I'm doing and where I'm going to be if I don't want them to be here. And that's what I did. So looking forward to it. Hope you'll be out there doing some things. What events will you be going to? So many of these big events. I know a lot of people are going to do the same thing I'm doing. They're going to go to see both the Cowboy Carter experience, maybe go to see some of these All-Star Game experiences. I hope you will come out and see us as 929 The Game will be at Murph's on Thursday. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I think we're there pretty much like 5 or 6 straight days as we get ready for the All-Star Game and all the extravagant events that are coming to this town. It's going to be a great time, great week, and looking forward to it. Garrett, I know you will be doing some double duty because you are headed to SEC Media Days at the start of next week. Or does that start this weekend? When does that officially start?
It's going to be the weekend after next, so we still got a little bit of time.
The weekend? Hold on.
I believe so.
Well, I thought,
check.
Yeah, no, man, because remember when we had the big meeting and we talked about our schedules, the boss made a big, great joke. He said, yes, what person in SEC office won the schedule Georgia and Mark and Kirby Smart at the same day of the All-Star game? So SEC Media Days and the All-Star game overlap. And as a matter of fact, Georgia is scheduled for that Tuesday. You're nodding your head. Did you got that now?
No, so it's the 14th through the 17th.
Right.
So, yeah.
So that's All-Star.
It is next week, isn't
it? Crazy, isn't it?
Coming up on us fast.
Football
season.
Yeah, so half of our, you know, staff will be covering SEC Media Days. The other half of our staff will be at All-Star Extravagant events. I'm going to try to be a little bit of both. It's just such a great time coming up for sports fans in this town. And that just means the bottom line is this. If SEC Media Days are coming up next week, not this week coming, but the week after, yes, the week after, that means we are right around the corner from both college and NFL, okay? Think about it. We are – today is July the 6th, okay? All right? We're going to get through this week coming, anticipating All-Star Game festivities. That's the 14th, 15th, the ESPY Awards coming up, and then we get into pretty much the second half of July. Training camps open July 21st and 22nd, okay? That's how quick – football is going to start being here, okay? We will be at training camp. 92.9 The Game will be there for all of the 11 practices that the Falcons have. Think about how quickly it went. This time last year, Flower Branch was under renovations. There was no open training camp dates for fans. All they had were the 2 Friday events. One was at Secondary High School. One was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's all they had, okay? We were there every day as a station covering the, you know, training camp, but there was no open access for fans. Well, fast forward to 2025, open access has returned. I think there are 11 dates. Go to AtlantaFalcons.com. You can find those 11 dates. Every time you go into training camp, as our boss likes to say it, you cannot help but walk right past the 92.9 The Game tent. Our analysts, our hosts will be there. You can interact with us. They start at 6 in the morning. You won't be there early, I'm sure. But we'll go all day until 2 o'clock. And then from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, come down to Hooters. Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. And that's where guys Carl Dukes and Mike Bell will be for a whole pretty much 2 weeks straight as they do their shows from the Hooters there, you know, during training camp. So that's going to be here quick, fast, and in a hurry. The first preseason game is August the 8th. That's almost exactly 1 month from today. Today's the 6th, tomorrow's the 7th, so pretty much Tuesday the 8th, you can start counting 1 month until preseason football starts. And, I mean, I know everyone doesn't get real excited about preseason football, but guess what? It's still football, okay? Their first preseason game will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 1 month. That's all it is before we are talking football, watching football, analyzing football, reacting to what we're seeing. Who was it that was talking about it early this week? I'm not sure if it was on 929 The Game or one of my other NFL shows that I talk about and listen to. And they were talking about, well, what would the Falcons do? Because traditionally they don't play the starters a lot. So that means, will Michael Penix Jr. be in a lot? Or will we see a whole lot of Kirk Cousins during the preseason? I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered for the Falcons when they go into training camp. And we'll talk more about that when I talk all Falcons in the 8 o'clock hour. And I'm going to talk about those five great points that AtlantaFalcons.com and Taryn Wyack, the writer for them, talked about are the five keys to the Falcons 2025 season. We'll talk about all that and more later in the show. But when we come back, I'm going to take a little time out. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what the two biggest objectives for the Braves are for the rest of the season. Okay? And it's not to win the playoffs, it's not to make the playoffs, and it's not to win a division. Those two, gone. There are two new objectives for the Braves for the rest of this year. You got 70-plus games left to go, okay? Over those 70 games, there are a few things you need to accomplish, and that's it. That's it, because your goals from the beginning of the year, make the playoffs, win the division, win the World Series, I think you pretty much can rip that piece of paper up and throw it in the trash. But I'll tell you what we still can do in 2025. I'll tell you what we still need to do in 2025. We'll do that next year on Time Out with Eric Slaughter here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this Sunday evening, this beautiful early July Sunday evening, the end of 4th of July weekend. It's so cool when the 4th of July actually falls on a weekend. It's not midweek, and then you have to take a day off and then go back to work. Didn't happen this way. At least for you full-time corporate people, because I've been working every day this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, those full-timers here, 99 Game, Dukes and Bell, Andy Randy, Steakhouse, Chris Thomas, Morning Shift, they had a three-day weekend. You know, myself and Garrett and Dom and Josh and John Fricky, you know, we've been working all weekend long. That's how it is. Until you get one of the marquee shifts, you work holidays and weekends, and when the holiday falls on a Friday, that means, yep, you're working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But that's okay. I love it. I know Garrett loves it. I'm sure Fricky loves it. We all love it. We all would do it again. But, you know, one of these days I'll be one of the guys to get those holidays off. It's been a while. I'll get back to it. It's no big deal. Maybe the Braves were on a holiday weekend. Is that what it was? Okay, the Braves saw that the 4th of July was on a Friday, and they're like, hey, we're professionals. It's a holiday weekend. We should take off because that's what they played like. They played like they were on vacation. They played like they were on holiday break, losing three straight games to the Baltimore Orioles. And yes, if you know me, I was born and raised in Baltimore. Yes, I was. Do you know how many members of my family have texted me over the last 2 days saying, oh, the Orioles are kicking y'all butt? Because I'm no longer an Orioles fan. I cheer for them from time to time, but I'm a Braves fan, okay? I have been for 20 years, okay? When I moved to Atlanta, the year I moved here, guess what? The Braves won the World Series, okay? Marquise Grissom, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Greg Maddux, those guys, that was the year I moved here, okay? Been a Braves fan ever since, okay? But now, I've got all these people texting me like, hey, you should come back to the Orioles. I'm like, no, I shouldn't. Okay, I'm still going to stick with the Braves. But I'm done with expectations for 2025. Let's all be real, okay? We got 70 games to go, 71 games, something like that. We are not going to make the playoffs. There is no miracle happening for this team. Don't even think it. Don't try to believe it. It's not going to happen, okay? You have two goals left for this team for the rest of 2025. And they are very simple goals, okay? Goal number one, no more injuries. Let's go into training camp of 2026 with none of our marquee players returning from injury. Let's go into 2026 with none of our players having to say, oh, we'll see them in the second week of May. We'll see them late in April. No. Let's get to 2026 because we've already lost half our starting rotation and another couple of our position players at some point this year. Let's get into the new year, the new season, and say, guess what? On opening day, we'll have all our guys, okay? We're not waiting for Ronald Acuna Jr. in 6 to 8 weeks. We're not waiting for Spencer Strider in 6 to 8 weeks, okay? We've dealt with all the injuries. They're here. They're not going anywhere. What we cannot have is any more. Let's get to the rest. Let's get to the end of September healthy. Let guys come back slowly, but let's say, hey, no more major injuries. We can't go into September and we lose a cornerstone player to an injury late in the year that says, wow, they may not be ready for opening day of 2026. That's goal number one. No more injuries. It's an easy goal. It's a hopeful goal. The guys still go play every day. And when you play every day, there is a chance that you could get injured. So we got to pray to the baseball guys and say, hey, man, you've been messing with us all year. Okay? Can you stop messing with us? Go pick on somebody else and let us get to the end of this season with no more injuries. And if it's something that comes up, oh, someone tweaks a hamstring, someone, you know, pulls a muscle, that's okay as long as you tell me they will be ready for training camp, spring training in 2026 come February, okay? Let's go into opening day of next year with all of our regular players there from day one. That's goal number one. That's the new goal for this team for the rest of 2025, okay? And your second goal for the rest of this year coming back from the All-Star break is just to get Austin Riley, Money Harris, Money Mike, and Ozzie Albies back on track. That's it. That's all you got. That's all you can ask for the rest of this year. We're not winning the division. That's done. I don't care if you sweep the Oakland A's and then the St. Louis Cardinals say, oh, we won six straight going into the All-Star break. Zip-de-doo-dah-whoop-de-doo. First off, that ain't going to happen. It's not going to. Have you seen this team? That's not going to happen, okay? Don't tell me, oh, we're playing the last-place Oakland A's. You just played the last-place team, and you got swept by them at home. I don't care that you're going out to California to play in a minor league ballpark against a team that's not real good. I don't believe that we can sweep the A's and the Cardinals. I don't believe it, okay? I don't think we can win 5-1. I would be happy with 4-2. Heck, I'd be happy with 3-3 split. But even if you did say, oh, we won six straight games, guess what? You'd still be five games under 500 going into the All-Star break. That dream, That boat has sailed. That ship's gone. Okay? You're not winning the division, and the chances of you getting to one of the three wild cards getting slimmer by the day. So you got to reassess your goals. You have to wake up and smell the coffee and say, hey, what's our new goal for the second half or the post all-star half of this season? Get our three guys that are continuously struggling, Michael Harris, Austin Riley, and Ozzie Albies, back on track, however you can do that, and then no more injuries. If you can accomplish those two goals, guess what? This is just a blip on the radar, okay? This is just a bad year that you can get in the shower and hopefully wash away in 2026 and forget all about it. It happens, okay? It happens to the best teams out there, whether you're in football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, pick a sport. You come into a year with lofty expectations. You look at your roster and say, oh, we should have a good year. And then everything that could go wrong does go wrong. And that's what's happening for the Atlanta Braves in 2025. You name it. It's happening. You lose your ace Cy Young award-winning pickup of last year in Chris Sale. And by the way, Chris Sale just made the All-Star team. Unfortunately, he'll only be there in name. I mean, he's in this town, so he'll get to run out there and, you know, be announced, and they'll say, not playing due to injury, Atlanta Braves pitcher Chris Sale. Congratulations. You made the All-Star team. You earned it. Because before you got hurt, even though the Braves weren't scoring any runs when you pitched, you were having a great year, okay? You also lost Spencer Schwellebach now for the rest of the year. Swelly was showing you that he is a number one caliber pitcher probably for any other team in major leagues. But guess what? You have him. Let's get him back for next year, okay? Strider, you're back. You've struggled some. You've looked good as of late. Get through the rest of the year without hurting anything else, okay? Let's come into 2026 saying, yes, our starting rotation is intact and healthy. Because we couldn't say that this year. Strider was coming back from injury. We didn't have him for the first month and a half. Let's get to 2026 with him, okay? Ronald Acuña Jr., it's official. You have now made your fifth All-Star team in your young career. Finish out this year healthy, okay? With this team, did you think this team would have lost seven straight games in L.A. and San Diego if we had Acuña and Spencer Strider to start the year? Now, we can't rewrite history, but I would say probably not. I would say the presence of those two in your rotation and at the top of your batting order wins a game or two in L.A. and San Diego. But they weren't there. We knew they weren't going to be there. You knew you were starting this year behind the eight ball because two of your best players were not available to you. Okay? We knew that already. Remember, coming into the year, we said this, let's stay in contention until our big dogs come back. You know, let's stay, you know, above 500. Let's stay, you know, if we can get the first place, great. But let's stay in the contention till we get our big dogs back, and then this thing will start running. Okay? No one thought, okay, you if you thought this, you are lying to yourself. I did not think it. You did not think it. Most of the people here did not think it that Ronald Acuña Jr. was going to make an all-star team after missing the first six, 7 weeks of the season. No one had that. If you had that on a pick in Vegas, go cash in that ticket right now because that had to pay big money. This is unexpected, okay? Everyone said ease him back in. Maybe play him at DH. And, of course, he said, no, I'm coming back and playing the only way I know how, balls to walls, okay? And that's what he's been doing. And here he is. He's been back a month and a half, and he's the starter in the All-Star game. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And with that being said, for a people to talk about maybe the Braves should think about trading Ronald Acuña Jr., have you lost your entire mind? That was rumors. There were Major League Baseball analysts out there saying maybe the Braves should consider trading Ronald Acuña Jr., a man who just made the All-Star team playing half the first half of the year. We should consider trading him. That is insane. That's absurd. Not going to happen, okay? Now, the trading deadline is coming, end of the month. Maybe we do think about trading some people. You definitely take the phone calls. I'm not – For us to sit here and listen or think that Alex Anthopoulos is just going to say, nope, the shop's closed, the store's closed, we're not doing anything, that's not smart. That's not smart at all. You've got to listen to all the options, okay? I really don't think there's a player or two players that Double A can bring in here that's really going to turn this around for us. It's probably not going to happen. Doesn't mean you shouldn't listen, talk, maybe think about what you could get or maybe could what deal you could swindle. But if you don't make any moves, I wouldn't be upset. Like I said, I think your two new objectives in 2025 is get through the rest of the year healthy, no more injuries, and get our three guys that have struggled mostly all year, Austin Riley, Money Mike Harris, and Ozzie Albies back on track. If you can accomplish those goals, get into 2026 and say, hey, we're just going to reboot the system. 2025 was a blip on the radar. It was an abnormality. It was something that we never expected and we hope to never see again. We hope we never have to go through that again. Losing four of your five, your five-man rotation to start the year, but before the All-Star break, four of them are out. I mean, that's the worst luck in baseball history. It's got to be. It's got to be. Just wash it away. Get in the shower, wash it away. 2025, over and done. Let's get to 2026 as quickly as we can. These 70 games that are left, just get through them painless as possible. No more big injuries. Get our three guys back to hitting and get into 2026. Get our starters back. Get our guys back in their groove, and we will reset, reboot the system. And that's it. That's all we should think of. That's all we should be worried about. If we can do those things, we can still have a championship window for this core group of guys. But it will not be in 2025. It will not be. Sports Radio 929 The Game. I'm done. I'm getting off my Braves soapbox. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to hit some sports headlines. The All-Star rosters have been announced in both Major League Baseball and in the WNBA. We're going to talk about that. We'll also talk a little bit about some of these NBA trades. That's coming up next here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
19 first-time All-Stars have been named to the Major League Baseball All-Star roster. 19 first-timers. Baseball is breaking in a bunch of new young talent, and they will all be coming to Atlanta in about 10 days for All-Star festivities. I'm on 11alive.com looking at all the events that are coming to town for in and around All-Star weekend here in Atlanta. I mean, you really can go do some fun activities starting on July 10th through July 15th. Just go to or just Google Atlanta MLB All-Star Week events, and it pops right up. Here's a full list of everything happening July 10th through 15th in conjunction with the 2025 MLB All-Star Game at Truist Park. Like I said, the first event that I am going to will be on Friday night for the HBCU Swing Man Classic. All-Star Week kicks off with a 7 p.m. event at Truist Park celebrating HBCU talent and traditions. This event committee and ran by Ken Griffey Jr., the Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association, celebrates the excellence and tradition of historically black colleges and universities. It features marching bands, divine nine-step shows, and post-game fireworks. All tickets start at $28 for a great event at Truist Park on next Friday night. I will be there. I have a lot of things going on. I'll be interviewing players and talking to people. I even have been confirmed that I will get to sit down with Ken Griffey Jr. for the Ken Griffey Jr. Swingman Classic. I've been booked with him. I get all of 10 minutes to talk with Ken Griffey Jr. I'll be with a group of people, but we all get to sit down and talk to Ken Griffey Jr. about what is the importance and the history behind the Ken Griffey Jr. HBCU Swingman Classic. The MLB Playball Commissioner's Cup and the Jenny Finch Classic. I said Kelly Finch earlier, my apology. The Jenny Finch Classic. I'm also a part of that. That is a pair of annual tournaments featuring baseball and softball teams from MLB youth academies across United States and Puerto Rico. The MLB Commissioner's Cup and the Jenny Finch Classic goes around every year to all the All-Star cities. Both events are free and open to the public. The Jenny Finch Classic that I'm a part of is a softball 17U, some of the best talent around the country, and the game commemorates at Georgia Tech on Monday. I will be there. I'm actually going to be the home plate umpire for the championship game, and I was really honored to find out that I get to do that. It's a 17 and under softball tournament. There's also a 17 and under baseball tournament, the Commissioner's Cup. Really looking forward to that. The Futures game and the Celebrity Softball game. Listen to some of these names that'll be in the Celebrity Softball game. Quavo from, of course, the iconic Migos. Thank you, Garrett. I was drawing a mind blank. Big Boi from Outkast is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Jermaine Dupri is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Candy Barris is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Several local media members are playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Drewski is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Ronnie DeVoe from New Edition fame is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. All that will be on Saturday, July 12th at Truist Park, including the MLB All-Star Futures game. That's a great thing to be to. That starts at 4 o'clock on Saturday, July the 12th. I mean, you don't have to break the bank to go and be a part of some of these great events that are coming to town for All-Star Weekend. I'm going to be at three of them right there, and none of them are going to be very expensive. They all can be a lot of fun for families and events to go around. Of course, 929 The Game, we will be at the All-Star Village, and we'll be at Murph's every day starting Saturday next week. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we'll be at Murph's. There's going to be a lot of, you know, great people that we'll be talking to, and all of our talent will be out there. Come visit us. Say hello to us. It's going to be such a great time here in Atlanta for this All-Star game that was supposed to be here 3 years ago. And that didn't happen, and we're so grateful that Major League Baseball returned the game to Atlanta that we did not have a few years ago. Really looking forward to it. I'm going to have a great time. And congratulations to all these first-timers that are coming to the All-Star game. Of course, three of our Braves have been selected as the final rosters were announced just about maybe an hour and a half ago. Of course, Ronald Acuña Jr. was voted in unanimously from the selection committee. He'll be in his fifth career All-Star game. Matt Olson has made the cut at first base, and Chris Sale is a part of the pitching staff. Although he is injured, he was officially named. Of course, he'll be replaced. A replacement will be replaced and named for the fact that he cannot participate. Former Atlanta Braves, Freddie Freeman and Max Fried, have both made it for their respective leagues. Freddie Freeman from the Dodgers in the National League and Max Fried, who a lot of people think maybe is the front runner for the American League Cy Young Award right now, has made it as part of the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees are really not playing good baseball right now, but they do have several all-stars, of course. Of course, Aaron Judge is coming back. Pete Alonso from the Mets have made it. Ketel Marte from the Diamondbacks. Francisco Lindor is another regular. Eli De La Cruz, one of my favorite players right now from the Reds. Manny Machado. I'm thinking Manny Pacquiao because Manny Pacquiao is coming back to fighting. Why? I don't know. Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, just all the great names of baseball will be here in Atlanta. Paul Skeens from the Pirates. Logan Webb. Zach Wheeler. Atlanta's own Zach Wheeler from the Phillies was named to the National League roster for pitchers. In American League, Vlad Guerrero Jr., one of my favorite players, will be here. Jazz Chisholm from the Yankees. Bobby Witt Jr. from the Royals. He's a really fun player to watch. Alex Bregman from the Red Sox, longtime Houston Astro. He'll be here. Javier Baez made it from the Tigers as part of the pitching staff. Byron Buxton, another Atlanta native. Byron Buxton of the Minnesota Twins. If you don't know how good Byron Buxton is, watch the MLB All-Star game. He plays center field for the Twins, and he's just a stud. Grew up here in Atlanta, played baseball south of the city in high school, was a great player in high school, and is doing great things for the Minnesota Twins. So all those players are finally announced. The full rosters are announced. I'm not going to go through all of them. And, of course, Shohei Ohtani was the leading vote getter for MLB All-Star voting. Now, part of that is because every person in Japan and probably all of Asia, period, voted for him a million times. But it's definitely due deserved. Shohei Ohtani won't be this year, but I bet you by next year, Shohei Ohtani will pitch and hit in the Major League Baseball All-Star game. Gary, I see you shaking your head. You agree with me? It's coming. Did he pitch and hit when he was a member of the Angels in the All-Star game? I don't remember. But by next year, because he's back pitching for the Dodgers already, he's only pitching in limited times. But by next year, he will be a pitcher and a hitter for the National League All-Star team. It's just coming because the man is just wicked. It's sick. I mean, he threw a pitch, what was it, like a week ago that hit 101 miles per hour in his two innings of outings for the Dodgers. Dodgers are still in first place. Of course, you know, they got the biggest payroll in the history of sports, and they all put it all on credit because they don't pay their guys. Everybody, you know, defers their money, so they're going to, of course, keep doing that for years and years and years. The Dodgers are not going anywhere. Ironically, on the snub list, Mookie Betts from the Dodgers did not make the roster. Juan Soto and Mookie Betts, two of the highest paid players in baseball, both having good years, did not make the All-Star game this year. It says Mookie Betts has not made the All-Star game for the first time since 2016. 8 straight years Mookie Betts have made the All-Star team between his time with the Dodgers and the Red Sox, but he will not be in Atlanta next week. Sorry, Mookie. I'm sure you'll take a vacation somewhere. Jacob deGrom is returning to the All-Star game. His fifth selection and his first since 2021. Jacob deGrom is back. I mean, there was a time where Jacob deGrom was the most intimidating pitcher in baseball, throwing his 100-mile-per-hour gas and his big 6'7" frame. He was just, I mean, I couldn't imagine stepping in the box and seeing that guy throwing gas at me like that. But I'm looking forward to it. You can go to a red carpet event, even if you don't have All-Star game tickets. That's a free event, the red carpet event. You can find all that information on 11 Alive and on Access Atlanta to show you where and how you can go out and be a part of Major League Baseball All-Star festivities. There are still tickets available to the Home Run Derby. Of course, Ronald Acuña Jr. is confirmed to be in the Home Run Derby. You can get tickets to it on the secondary market, that is, anyway. 8 p.m. on Truist Park on Monday, July 14th. There says tickets are running low, but there are still some tickets available here. for around $200. Is that worth it to go see MLB Monday night, the home run derby, and I believe you also get another event that night? $200? Yeah, maybe, if you really want to see it. I mean, the home run derby is a really fun event. The problem is everybody wants to sit in the outfield, you know? What fun is it to go to the home run derby if you're not sitting somewhere where you can catch a home run ball, right? And what about those – how do the kids get selected? The kids that will be in the outfield shagging the balls that don't make it to the stands. That has to be the most funnest and grandest experience of a young child's life, to be an all-star ball shagger during the home run derby. You know, how do you get on that list? Can a grown man get on that list? Can I sign up? Can somebody pick me? I'll go out there and shag some fly balls. But that's all on Monday. I mean, that would be pretty cool. I don't know. I might have, you know, I'm kind of broke after buying my tickets for Cowboy Carter and the All-Star game already. I don't know if I can afford to go to Monday night as well. Maybe I can stand on the side of the road and say, we'll host for Monday night tickets. We'll think about that. But those are going to be all the people and all the events that are going on for the Major League Baseball All-Star game that is headed to our town in the next 10 days. The WNBA All-Star game will be the weekend of July 19th. You would have to think, it's going to be in Indianapolis this year, you would have to think that the city of Atlanta, I mean, we've had the NBA All-Star game, Major League Baseball, we've had the Super Bowls, Final Fours, we've got the World Cup coming. You would have to think eventually the WNBA All-Star game probably would come to this town as well. I would like to go to a WNBA All-Star game if it was in my town. I'm not going to go to Indy. They've named the roster from the Atlanta Dream. It looks like only one player from the Atlanta Dream has made it as a WNBA All-Star, and that's Atlanta's Alicia Gray. Of course, the big names are Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty, Aja Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, of course, Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is the captain of the WNBA All-Star team, and she is currently injured. Will she be back and be able to participate in the game by the 19th? We will wait and see, but she was the top vote getter, and it's in her town, Indianapolis. So you know she was going to be a big part of the WNBA All-Star weekend. So not only did Alicia Gray make it as a starter, but Rain Howard has made it as a reserve from the Atlanta Dream. Rain Howard has made it as her third WNBA selection, All-Star selection. So congratulations to both Rain Howard. I'm sorry, she says Ryan Howard, right? And Alicia Gray from the Atlanta Dream for making it. And, of course, my favorite player in WNBA, Kelsey Plum. Kelsey Plum makes her ninth WNBA All-Star team. I'm going to watch that game. It's going to be on July the 19th. You know, think about it. You get through MLB All-Star July 14th, WNBA All-Star July 19th. The week after that, training camps. That's your July calendar. MLB All-Star, WNBA All-Star, training camp. You ain't got to worry about baseball no more. Those three things, you ain't got to worry about the Braves. Because once training camp gets here, okay, you can take your mind off of the Braves struggles. Get through the All-Star game. Get through all the festivities. Maybe go see one of these big movies that are coming out this week and next week, okay? Go see Cowboy Carter. Go see Beyonce with me. Say hello to me. Get through these next 10 to 12 2 weeks. Let's not call it 2 weeks. Today's July 6th. You get through the 13th of next Sunday, then the 20th of the Sunday after that. You get through those 2 weeks, and then rookies are going to be reporting to training camp. It's here. 2 weeks is what we got to get through. The next 2 weeks, I mean, the Braves only play for one. They got six games against the A's and the Cardinals. Then they all take a week off for All-Star break, and that's in town. So that's the 2 weeks you got to get through. You get through those 2 weeks, the Braves will play another couple games, and then we can start talking about the opening training camp. And we can forget about all this headache and heartache that the Braves are putting us through each and every day. Losing to the Orioles three straight games. Losing two out of three to every series. We have not won a series since we swept the Mets. We've lost two out of three to the Marlins. Lost, well, we split against the Mets in New York. Lost two out of three to Philly. came back home, lost 2 out of 3 to the team that came here before, the Orioles, and then we lose 3 to the Orioles. It's done. It's over. I said it an hour ago. I said it 30 minutes ago. Just get through the end of the year with no more injuries. Get Money Mike, Ozzy, and Austin back to hitting well so that they can come into 2026 saying, yep, we had a great September and we're ready for a new year. And just forget about it. Just forget about it. It's done. It's over. Move on. Take a shower. Wash it away. That's that. All-Star Week is coming here in 8 days. Be ready for it. I'm ready for it. You're ready for it. Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I'm going to have Garrett help me with a conversation. It blew my mind this week when I was reading stories about high school football players signing multi-million dollar contracts. I'm going to say that again. High school football players signing multi-million dollar contracts. What would you do as a high school player with a multi-million dollar contract? I'm going to tell you what I would do coming up on the other side. It's Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter on this Sunday night. And make sure you download the Odyssey app. What does a high school football player need with $5 million? That's what Texas Tech 2026 football commit Felix Ojo has just received. It's a guaranteed $2.3 million deal that could go up as high as $5 million. And he is technically not even a senior in high school yet. And he is just one of a few. High school football and college football will never, ever be the same. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. When this popped into my news feed this week, you could have, I mean, you just had to pick me up off the floor. This young man, and I'm not, there's no haterism in my game. None. Zero. Get your money. But this young man is about to be a senior in high school. Okay? He's rated as the top offensive lineman in the country. 5-star offensive lineman. Commits to Texas Tech. Texas Tech is a really good school. But I wouldn't consider them one of the big dogs. And I got my guy Garrett Chapman here. He's a college football guru. He's going to join me for this conversation. I didn't know Texas Tech had deep pockets like that. But
oh, yeah. That's oil money, man.
That's old money?
That's oil money.
Okay, Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas.
Okay, all right. I mean, you know the you know, in Austin, they got big money.
Speaking of Texas Tech,
A&M, they got, go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, get in there. Texas Tech, that's a team, that's a program who invested a lot of money in the transfer portal this past year. They are going to be one of the movers and shakers, the Big 12 Conference in 2025. And I cannot remember his name off the top of my head, but he works for CBS Sports. He put out a 2,000-word op-ed on the state of Lubbock, Texas, and what that program is going through right now and how it's getting an influx of cash and how they're looking to take that next step and name, image, and likeness and get them back on the map. And tremendous article. Tremendous article. I can send it your way.
Please do.
It's very well done. And Texas Tech is going to be a very interesting team. But now they're doing it at the recruitment level. That's a big deal.
A big deal. I mean, but my whole thing is this. Now,
and they don't pay him in tortillas either. Let's say that.
No, they pay him in real green cashola. Real green cashola. But my question is this. And I read the article, and of course, he doesn't get this many. You know, he says, I'm assuming it's OHOs. He spells it OJO. So I'm assuming it's OHOs. Agreement, $5.1 million will be equal to what a fourth-round pick in this year's NFL draft would get. Okay? This is going to a player who's only going to be a senior in high school this year. So my question is this. For these 2026 five-star guys who have this big money waiting for them when they get to college, they still have to play their senior year in high school. Would you risk injury? Would you risk ending your college career before it begins when you know you have this money waiting for you when you get to college and you're not there yet? Would it be absurd or unheard of for this young man to say, you know what? My recruitment's over. I've committed to Texas Tech. I've signed a $5 million NIL deal waiting for me in college. I'm not going to take the chance that I'm going to go to high school this year and get injured and not be able to play. Now, it says it's fully guaranteed. So is there an out clause for injury? I don't know. I don't know all the, you know, the fine lines. I didn't read all the fine prints. I'm just reading the article. But there's got to be some players out there thinking to themselves, I mean, heck, if college players opt out of bowl games because they don't want to get injured going into the draft, is it not going to be – how long is it going to be for a senior who's a five-star guy or a four-star guy who says, look, I've committed to my college. They've already promised me this big NIL deal. Why should I play my senior year of high school and risk getting injured? For them to come back and say, well, you know what? Now you can't play. Maybe we need to renegotiate this. I don't know if there's some, you know, bylaws. I know they'll get insurance policies. I mean, the top guys in college take out insurance policies so that if they get injured and it jeopardizes their draft stock, they can recoup that money. Are high school athletes now going to take out insurance policies so that if they get injured during their senior year, they don't lose out on any of their college NIL money? This is going to be, I mean, this is crazy, okay? $5 million to this young man, and he's about to be a senior in high school.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
That's
okay?
A lot of money. And look, I know what you're saying. I know what you're putting down. And you asked me this before the show, and you said, hey, what do you think about this? And I said, it's a great question. It's a moral dilemma, but it's also one that I think should be relatively simple to answer because I don't want a football player who would sit out his senior year of high school to protect himself. I don't want him on my team. I don't want that guy on my team. I understand why it is. I understand what you're trying to do. And I also think that I need to have a certain type of person on my roster. And somebody who does something like that, I don't know if that's someone I want, you know, because I understand it. And I won't fault anybody for doing it, right? But I'd prefer that type of person who wants to help his team.
Perspective coach and say, coach, I appreciate this deal you are giving me. And you want me to show up to your campus, just like I talk about with the Braves, okay? Let's go into 2026 spring training saying, you know what? None of our guys are coming back from an injury where we got to wait 2 months before they can play. And he says, coach, you know, I'm enrolling in January. I'm going to graduate early, and I'm going to be in your campus in January because pretty much all these five-star guys, that's what they do, okay?
Three-star, four-star, yeah, five-star.
They're going to be in college come January of 2026.
I'd say 75% of them. 75%.
So, coach, these 3 months that I will play high school football, August, September, October, November, okay, 4 months, I'm going to sit out because I want to get to you with no issues. Coach, are you going to feel the same about me if I go out there my senior year, tear my ACL, my MCL, my whatever, and when I get to you, I say, coach, I can't play for the first year because I'm injured. I don't want to take that risk, coach. I want to come to you as healthy as possible. I want to come to you in January so that I can be in your spring game in March, in April. There may be some coaches say, you know what, son? I appreciate that because the money we're giving you, I don't want you sitting on the sideline for a year. I know that may be, you know, taboo. That may be, you know, not the way a kid should think about it, but it's not necessarily unthinkable.
No, it's not unthinkable, but it's not something that I would want from an athlete on my roster. It's a mentality, it's a culture thing. It's something where I feel like that they're quitting on their team, you know, and that's somebody who they expect to be a senior leader on that roster, and that's not something I would want from a leader on my team, ultimately.
Okay,
I will not fault somebody. Everybody's situation is different. I understand that there are different expectations, but you can also get hit by a bus. You can also slip and fall off the sidewalk and break your ankle. I mean, there are 1,000 different ways that you can get hurt, and if you walk around needing bubble wrap everywhere, then, again, that's not somebody I want on my roster. You know, injuries happen. Injuries are a part of the game, but the development of a leader happens in a locker room, and it happens from people who participate in team activities. And it's somebody who doesn't sit in with the team or play and sits out their senior year. I think it's indicative of a person as a whole, you're a talented football player, but there's more than just the football aspect to what makes a successful team.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm not encouraging any of these players to do that.
I hope it doesn't happen. That'd
what I'm saying
situation
is,
for
I'm
college.
Not going to be surprised if it happens. Now, I do want to congratulate. So that young man is in Texas. the top recruit in the state of Georgia. He didn't get $5 million, but he still got a pretty good payday as Tyler Atkinson, the linebacker from Grayson High School. Grayson won the 6A state championship last year. Tyler Atkinson is the number one recruit here in Georgia. They're still waiting for him to announce his commitment to college. UGA is hopeful to get that commitment. He is maybe going to announce in the next week to 10 days. There was a rumor that he may announce this week. Maybe it's been pushed back another week or so. He signed his own deal this week. So, I mean, this is just for high school. This has nothing to do with college. This is the money he's going to get now. Okay, so the difference is the guy from Texas Tech, who is going to be a senior in high school, he's not going to get his money until he gets to Texas Tech. Now, he's probably got a deal, a name, image, and likeness deal. I don't know if Texas high school players, which I'm pretty sure they can sign NIL deals while they're in high school. But in Georgia, a high school athlete can sign an NIL deal. So the linebacker from Grayson, Tyler Atkinson, the number one player in the state of Georgia, has signed with Adidas. So for his senior year in high school, the money he's going to get right now, he's going to get $389,000. Okay? He doesn't have to wait till he gets to college. This year, in his senior year of high school, he's going to make over $300,000, almost $400,000, for a high school senior. Now, this kid's a stud. Oh, this kid's an absolute stud. I was at the 6A state championship game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in December. That kid practically won that game for Grayson by himself. Okay? Carrollton came into that game with all the hype. Carrollton came into that game undefeated. Carrollton came into that game with, was he the top quarterback in the country? Third, fourth, different rankings had him different. Of course, he's at Colorado now, but he was injured technically in that championship game. He was playing with a sore hand. But Tyler Atkinson and Grayson, who came in there on fire, they had lost lost their first game of the year, and then they went undefeated the rest of the way. Carrollton came in undefeated. Grayson took down Carrollton in the 6A championship. Tyler Atkinson, who was already considered as a junior, is one of the top players in the country, now coming into his senior year, is the number one linebacker, rated the number three player in the country overall, the number one player in the state of Georgia. Okay? He signs a $389,000 NIL deal with Adidas for his senior year in high school. That's going to make for a heck of a senior prom experience. You can get all the limousines and hotel rooms and swag and drip you want with a $389,000 NIL deal from Adidas. And that may not be his only one. Okay, that's just the one that got announced this week on his social media. Okay, and I guarantee you, like I said, there's probably, deals like this getting announced all around and signed all around the country. These are just the big ones, okay? These are just the ones that are making headlines. There are high school players out there. I mean, if you're a high school player, okay, and somebody comes to you and says, yeah, I'm going to give you $30,000 as an NIL deal. A high school, what would $30,000 for an adult? A working adult is a lot of money. For a high school senior, be like, yeah, thank you. It's happening. That's the world we live in now. But for $389,000 for this high school senior, I'm happy for him. I ain't mad at him at all. Okay? Like I said, this isn't money that's waiting for him in college. There's no reason for him not to say, I'm not going to play. I'm getting this money to play my high school senior year. That's why I'm getting it, to go out here and kick butt as a senior in high school. I don't have to wait to get to college for this one I'm getting. This is when I'm getting this one as a high school athlete. The guy in Texas, he's getting it as a college athlete. That money's waiting for him when he gets to college. He's still got to get through his senior year. Will he have a NIL deal in Texas? I mean, I would think California, Texas, Florida, some of these big states with big, big, big high school football, just like Georgia, that's the case for a lot of players. And speaking of high school football, the preseason rankings for high school football came out this week. I was a little upset. Buford is the highest rated Georgia team, and they were like number 15 or 16 in the country. All the top teams were from the state of California, Florida, and Texas, except for one team I know of, the team from my hometown in Baltimore, St. Francis Academy. I think they were like number 5. I think that was a real, real disrespect to Georgia high school football. I know that every year that we usually end up with 3 or 4 teams in the top 10. For Buford to be the highest ranked team and only be in, I think they were like 16 in the early preseason high school football rankings. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Okay, I know the Mater Dei's and the De La Salle's and the DeSoto's from Texas. Those are really great programs, and each and every year they produce talent. But the Georgia high school football, we have this debate all the time. Okay, Sam and Greg does it every, you know, Sam Crenshaw does this repeatedly. We do it on the High School Football Scoreboard Show. We can go head-to-head Georgia high school football with all those teams from Florida, Texas, and California. We can go head-to-head with them year in and year out. I was very upset that we did not have a top 10 team. I think Chaminade from South Florida was in there, and Prospect, the team from California that's St. Prespo, whatever, they were out there. But for Buford, I mean, Buford's a powerhouse. We all know it. For them to be the only team in Georgia, I think the only Georgia team that was even in the top 20, Carrollton maybe I think was in the 30th range. I was like, this is – no, what is this? This is crazy. I know when the teams that see this here in Georgia see those rankings, they'll take that as an insult and they'll really try to come out and make that known. I want to see what the final rankings are when the final, you know, records come out by the end of November. But that was the preseason rankings. And that was the big story this week in high school football. $5 million to the offensive lineman that's headed to Texas Tech. I hope that young man has a great senior season. Garrett says, I agree with Garrett. Don't sit out. I'm not saying he would. I'm saying would it happen someday? Maybe. We'll see. $5 million. I need to go back to high school and play football. I was never that good anyway. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter. We'll take a little timeout. We come back. We'll talk some NFL. Falcons.com put out a list of the top five reasons to be optimistic for the Falcons in 2025. I'm going to break them down for with you next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thursday, July 24th, 9:30 a.m. That's the first open training camp practice that you can attend. Thursday, July 24th. Today is July 6th. 13th, 20th, less than 3 weeks. Okay? Less than 3 weeks. Once training camp gets here, it's on and running. Okay? Once training camp gets here, we go to football mode. In 2.5 weeks, that's what it is, 2.5 weeks. Today is Sunday. Tomorrow morning is Monday, beginning of the week. In 2.5 weeks, we can forget and hopefully get some relief from this debacle of the Braves season, okay? They got 6 games away this week. They go to Oakland. Well, they go to Sacramento. Well, we keep saying Oakland. They go to Sacramento, wherever they play now, some high school baseball park, wherever it is. Then they go to St. Louis, as the Cardinals are playing tonight, losing to the Cubs. Cubs are a decent team this year. Dansby Swanson has 15 home runs already for the Chicago Cubs this year as they're winning 3-0 on Sunday Night Baseball. Then we get the All-Star break. Braves take a week off. So they'll come back at the end of that week. In the very next week, training camp opens. Okay? We got to get through the next 2 weeks. Okay? And like I said, for one of those weeks, the Braves really don't play. And then we can talk football and football and more football. And then we can say, oh, you know what the Braves did today? Who cares? Brave season's over. Nobody got injured? Great. Is Money Mike and Ozzie and Austin turning around? Great, because Olsen's doing just fine. He made the All-Star team. Acuna's turning up. He's on the All-Star team. We know our pitchers are out until September, and by the time they come back, this year will be practically over, and I don't see us getting back into this race. No one here sees it at this point. So we can get through these 2 weeks, a week of baseball, a week of the All-Star game, and then we can concentrate on training camp. That's what we can do it. And the Falcons are celebrating their 60th anniversary. Their 60th anniversary. They came to this town in 1965 as an expansion franchise in the NFL. So happy birthday. Happy 60th birthday to the Atlanta Falcons. And this week on AtlantaFalcons.com, in addition to announcing the 60th anniversary and the 60th birthday, the Falcons and their writing team at AtlantaFalcons.com gave us the top five reasons that we should be optimistic for the success of the Falcons in 2025. And I read the article, And I agree with all five of the reasons. I think that this year is going to be an awesome year for our Falcons. And I really believe, even though I said it last year, I believe it even more this year, that this is a year the playoff drought ends. The 7 year, which will be eight actually, 8 year playoff drought comes to an end in 2025. Now, here are the five reasons that AtlantaFalcons.com say that we should be optimistic and kicking and ready to go for our Atlanta Falcons in 2025. And reason number one is pretty easy to guess. Reason number one is Michael Penix Jr. is your new starting quarterback. No training camp battles, no controversy, no questions asked. This is number nine's team. Our first round pick from 2024, we didn't know how long it was going to take, but we know now that he is the guy that we are turning the keys to the franchise over to. And I, for one, am very excited about it. He's young. He's got a great arm. He seems to have the intangibles. He is going to be a great leader for this team. And hopefully he can get this franchise back to division titles and playoff appearances. Somewhere on an island in some beautiful Caribbean place, hopefully, we're going to hear some stories that Michael Penix Jr. and all of the Falcons receivers corps, tight ends, running backs, all of his offensive weapons are somewhere having workouts and enjoyment of the beach life and quality life for the next 3 weeks until they get to training camp. Actually, it was 2.5. We just announced it's 2.5 weeks. They don't even have that long. So hopefully they've already been doing it. Okay, but that's reason number one why AtlantaFalcons.com and pretty much everybody else thinks that the Falcons should be very optimistic about what's coming up this year is the fact that we have a bona fide new star in this town, and his name is Michael Penix Jr. That's reason number one. Reason number two is a piggyback of what I just said. We have all kinds of offensive weapons on this team. And a quarterback that should be able to execute the offense superbly, okay? You have two, not one, but 2,000-yard receivers from last year, Drake London and Darnell Mooney. Combined, they combined for 2,200 receiving yards and 14 touchdowns in 2024. You take those two wide receivers, you add in a tight end, that should be, could be, and hopefully will be again a 1,000-yard receiver. Okay, you're expecting 1,000 yards, 1,200, 1,500 out of Drake London, Mr. Newly Named Top 100 Player in the NFL. You pencil in 11, 12, 13, 1,400 from him, okay? Darnell Mooney had some great games for the Falcons in 2024. If he gets back to 900, 1,000, now you're at 25. We're expecting 4,000, 4,500 or more for Michael Penix Jr. in passing yards, well, you still got 3,000 to go. 1,000 from your tight end, 1,000 combined from your backs out of the backfield. These expectations are not too lofty. As the article says, this offense is full of weapons, okay? Your tight ends last year combined for 800 yards and 5 touchdowns. That number should almost double in this upcoming season. And then let's talk about your 2 or 3 running backs that all could contribute. We all know that Bijan Robinson, I'm seeing reports, and I'm not a big fantasy football guy. That's Bo Johnson's territory here at this station. But I've read the reports. I see the articles. Should Bijan Robinson be the number one pick in fantasy football? I know a lot of people that say yes. Could Bijan Robinson have a combined 2,000 yards from scrimmage in 2025? Heck of a possibility. Could we see a year where Bijan has 12 to 1,300 rushing yards with another 600 to 700 yards receiving out of the backfield? Definitely not out of the realm of possibility. These are all the offensive weapons that this team has. this is the type of offense that we thought we were going to see in 2024. Everybody at this station, national media members, all thought the Falcons offense was going to take a jump to, in 2023, the Falcons averaged 22 points per game. And that was quite low. With the signing of Kirk Cousins at the time and the optimism that that brought in, we said, a lot of people thought, we can see the Falcons jumping up to 26, 27, 28 points per game. It looked like that from times that we were going to have that. Going into 2025, with Michael Penix Jr. now cemented as your starting quarterback, Bijan Robinson in year three and showing that he is a bona fide all-NFL caliber player, Drake London finally getting over the 1,000-yard marker, Darnell Mooney in the second year on the team in this offense, and hopefully a rejuvenated, revitalized, revamped, re-everything Kyle Pitts. Do you not expect this offense? Do you not demand that this offense scores 25 to 30 points a game? Demand it. I demand it. They should demand it of themselves. All those weapons, your quarterback, there's no excuse that this team should not score 25 to 30 points a game each and every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whatever day they're playing. No ifs, ands, or buts. And that's the number two reason on this list. Number one, your quarterback. Number two, all of his offensive weapons. Number three, of the five reasons that AtlantaFalcons.com says we should be highly optimistic and hopeful for 2025 is the youth combined with the experience of our new defense. Your two first-round draft picks on the defensive side of the ball, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. That youthful exuberance and youthful influx combined with two all-pro secondary members, okay? We just found out that even though a lot of us think that he was a little underrated, that Jesse Bates is rated as a top 100 player in the NFL. I thought he would be in the top 50 or 60, but he's in the top 100. We all know that we have one of the best cornerbacks in the league. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We have one of the top corners in the league. So two of your secondary members are both veterans. They've both been in the league 5, 6, 7 years. You take those two all-pro defensive back members, combine that with your young influx of first-round talent, your second-year guys are coming back from last year, your Rukororos, your Brandon Dorlises. This defense should be significantly improved. Our turnover should go up. Do I even mention the word sack? Our sack number should jump so high, it should look like a stock on the rise from what we've seen in the past years. Combine those two things with what we have on offense, we should be looking at a playoff team. That's only the third reason, okay? We still got two more to go. And Garrett, I see you come in anytime you want to. Your fourth reason on AtlantaFalcons.com of why this team is going to be drastically improved and what we should think about in 2025 is just that, the pass rush. For years, we've been begging the Falcons leadership to put more of the emphasis on draft capital and free agency on getting pass rushers into this team. And they finally listened, they finally gave in and did exactly what we needed. Not once but twice in the first round, you drafted guys that we expect to come in here and immediately improve the pass rush. A combined 10 sacks at minimum from our two first-round draft picks should be the standard. You add that with Leonard Floyd coming in as a free agent. Like I said, we did it in the draft and we did it through free agency. Our draft priority, our priority on sacks is finally here. Your quarterback, your offensive weapons, your mixture on defense, and your pass rush, that's your top four. And the last reason that we should be so impressed and ready to go for 2025, year two of the Raheem Morris experience. Year one, a little shaky. A couple of time management issues, a couple game management issues should not be the issue anymore. Raheem Morris was the odds-on favorite. We were all happy when we learned the Falcons brought him back to be head coach. Remember, he was interim head coach when Dan Quinn left. But now it's time to say, hey, we gave you a year to get your system in, your system's in place. Bring home an NFC South championship. Get us back to the playoffs. So your new QB, his offensive weapons, your new draft picks, your veterans on defense, and year two of Raheem Morris at the helm. Put it all together in a pot, cook it up, playoffs. Those are your top five reasons to be optimistic about the Atlanta Falcons going into 2025, according to AtlantaFalcons.com. And I happen to agree with all of them. July 24th, the first day of open training camp. 2.5 weeks away. It'll be here before we know it. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter on this Sunday night. One more segment to go, then I'll be signing off. I'm going to tell you where you can catch us coming up this week and next week and what to look forward to here with everything on Sports Radio 929 The Game. So I just realized that the best news that I can give you about the Braves after the All-Star break is that the first three games after the break is when the Yankees come to town. That's always a major event. I'm going to go ahead. Oh, that's my Cowboy Connor. Thank you, Garrett. I just picked up on that. Yes. Can't wait. Cannot wait. Thursday night. Cowboy Carter, I got my outfit ready. Yeah, I got a cow. I've never worn a cowboy hat in my life, but I got one for this week. Yes, indeed. I couldn't wait. She's got four shows. Thursday, Friday. She doesn't work on Saturdays. Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. I got things to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so that means I'm going Thursday night. That's easy. That was an easy choice for me to make. Not going to tell you what I spent for my tickets. I'm not going to tell you. It was, you know. I work a lot. I deserve to treat myself. I work a lot, and that's what I'm doing. Got to have a great time. Can't wait. That's my Thursday. Thursday, Cowboy Carter. Friday, HBCU Swingman Classic with King Griffey Jr. Saturday and Sunday, the Jenny Finch. I'm sorry, I said it wrong earlier. Major League Baseball softball tournament. Then Monday and Tuesday, either the All-Star Game or the Home Run Derby, SEC Media Day. It's going to be a busy, busy, busy week for me, for Sports Radio 929 The Game, for all of us. Let's look at our upcoming remote schedules because we are going to be busy. This Wednesday, wow, look at this. Out in Hiram, I believe they've been there before, so Dukes and Bell will be at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram on Wednesday. That's from 2 to 6. On Friday, Andy and Randy will be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Out in Kennesaw. On Saturday is when it really starts going crazy. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, our station will be at Murph's at the right there at, you know, what's the complex right there beside from the Galleria. Thank you. The Galleria. We'll be at Murph's at the Galleria. Starting on Saturday, you got Bo Morgan and Dylan Matthews and Chris Thomas. On Sunday, you got Abe, Andy and Randy, and Grant McCauley. On Monday, you got all of our regular shows, The Morning Shift. Oh, actually, The Morning Shift and The Steakhouse will be at SEC Media Days. Like I said, come that week, we have SEC Media Days and All-Star Game festivities. We are going to be so busy. So on Monday the 14th, now we'll go over that later, but we'll go ahead and say it. On Monday the 14th, The Morning Shift and The Steakhouse will be at SEC Media Days. Andy and Randy and Dukes of Bell will be back at Murph's. Andy Bunker has a appearance at the racetrack in Smyrna right there by Truist Park on that Monday as well. And then, of course, Tuesday is the actual All-Star Game. We'll be back at Murph's. Wow. And then the rest of that week, we'll be at SEC Media Days. Such a busy time. But this week, just this week alone, on Wednesday, Dukes and Bell will be at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. So if you're out near Hiram, that's in Paulding County, stop by on Wednesday from 2 to 6 and say hello to Dukes and Bell. And if you're in Kennesaw, Cobb County on Friday, Andy and Randy will be at Twin Peaks. And next Saturday and Sunday, we will kick off our 4 days straight from Murph's at the Galleria. Bo Morgan, Abe Gordon, Andy Randy, all the guys. It's coming up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Sports Radio 929 Game is always your first place for the best sports content and coverage in the city, in the southeast part of the United States. We are the biggest sports station, so happy to be here for you all the time. Let's look at what the Braves have coming up, okay? So if you're going to watch some Braves games this week, you're going to have a late night because they're headed to California right now on a four-game losing streak. Five of their last six. The only game they won last week, all of last week, the only game they won was the Wednesday game against the Angels 8-3. That's it. So they are, in the month of July, we are 1-5. 1-5 so far in July. Okay, so we got three versus the Athletics. I keep saying Oakland. They don't play in Oakland anymore. They play in Sacramento now. And I think they're just called the Athletics. You know, they don't even reference a town anymore. They just says the Athletics. Let's look at their record. I do know that they are a last-place team in the American League West, okay? The Athletics are not a good team. They didn't expect to be a good team. They never, you know, are not worried about competing this year. You go on MLB.com and you look at these standings. And if you look at the American League West, you have the Houston Astros, Houston, Texas, Seattle Mariners, Seattle, Washington, the Texas Rangers, which play in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they're known for the state of Texas, the Los Angeles Angels, who just were here in Atlanta, took 2 out of 3, and you just have the Athletics. No town, no city, just the Athletics. Well, the Athletics are 37-54. Last place in the American League West. But guess what? That record is only 2 games worse than the Braves. Because the Braves right now are 39-50. 39-50. That means they've played 89 games. Okay? 89 games. About 71 games left, whatever it is. Do the math. If we continue playing at the pace that we're at, we're going to lose like 90 games. You know, to get to 81 just to finish 500, that means you need to win 42 of your last 70 games, okay? So you need to play 10 to 12 games over 500 in the second half of the season or the all-star half of the season to get to 500 for the year. What have the Braves shown you that would make you think they can do that? A team that is now 11 games under 500. Okay, so you're 11 games under 500 right now. What would make you think that the post-All-Star portion of our schedule that we could play 10, 12 games over just to try to finish at 81-81? I don't see it happening. I told you in the first hour of my show, 2 new objectives for this team for the rest of this year. Objective number 1, no more injuries. That's it. Simple. Haven't we had enough? Haven't we suffered enough? Haven't we got enough problems already? With most of our starting rotation on the IL for 60, 90, 120 days, we've missed key members of our defense, our regular batting order, at some points in the season. Don't we have enough problems? Shouldn't we have met our injury quota already? So that's objective number 1, just no more injuries. And objective number 2, let's just get our regular batting guys who have been struggling this year, Money Mike, Ozzie Albies, and Austin Riley, get them back on track. If we can accomplish those 2 goals to end this year, we come into 2026 healthy and with our guys performing the way we expect them to perform, everything's gravy. We can go back to saying, hey, this is a championship caliber team. We got our 2 aces back because I think we have 2 aces now in Chris Sale and Spencer Strider. We got our future all-star in Spencer Schwellenbach back healthy. Because right now, two of those three are not healthy. Ronaldo Lopez has one more year on a deal that we signed him to. He should be back healthy in 2026. That's four starters right there, and then we figure out who number five is, okay? We won't have to wait 6 to 8 weeks for Acuna next year. He'll be playing. Heck, he might be coming back from another MVP caliber year. Could he win it in the National League? Probably not. Not with what Shohei Ohtani's doing for the Dodgers. Just ain't going to happen, okay? They got the best record in baseball, and he's the undisputed king right now. But could it be unforeseen that after missing 6-7 weeks of the year that Ronald Acuna Jr. could finish second or third in MVP balloting? Now, it's going to be tough because the Braves are horrible right now, but you know he gets respected for what he does. So he's an all-star after playing only half of the first half of the year. He's an all-star. He should have a great second half of the schedule or the post-all-star part. I hate calling the second half because we've played more than 81 games already, but we all call it the second half. So if he keeps doing what he's doing, he'll have a great year. Olsen is playing good. Jorickson Profar has come back after the suspension. Think about it like that, too. What would it have been like? What could have been different if we didn't miss him for the games that he was suspended? This team could be so much different. That'll be there next year, okay? So not only do we get our healthy guys back, no more suspensions for PEDs, no more violations of MLB rules, healthy, both of your big stars healthy, your offseason acquisitions healthy. There may be another offseason acquisition coming up next year. We know AA is going to find something. We just reset. This year's done. We reset, get our guys back healthy, get our other guys that are not playing well back to playing well, and we get it back together. That's all we can hope for at this point. So once again, we go to Oakland. I mean, I keep saying Oakland. We go to Sacramento, play the Athletics. We stop in St. Louis. Then we get a week off. The Yankees come to town. That's always a huge deal. I know I'm going to try to go out there and see the Yankees when they're in town, whether you're a Yankees fan living in Atlanta or you just love the fact that the Yankees are the biggest name in baseball and they come to town. It's a great time to go to the ballpark. So you get the Yankees and the Giants after that, and then training camp starts. There you go. West Coast trip, all-star break, Yankees, Giants, training camp, rest of the year, football, college football, 48 days to college football. That's the recipe for the rest of the year. That is it right there. And we get out of this Braves funk that we're in because we ain't got to talk about it as much anymore because once we talk football, once we start talking football, that really takes over everything. We'll talk about the Braves as we have to. I mean, think about it. Right now, they are the top story. Why? Because they're the only team playing. Yes, of course, soccer's playing, but they ain't doing that good either. We talk about them when we have to. Okay, they will return back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium here. Seems like they've been on the road for the last 6 years. When's the last time we had a match at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Well, we got one coming up in 2 weeks. After going to Toronto this Saturday, you'll catch that game, of course, 6:30 pregame show, 7:30 kickoff, as Atlanta United go to Toronto, take on Toronto FC. They finally will return to home the Saturday after that. Actually, they have a midweek match, so they return home for two matches, one on Wednesday the 16th, and then that's right after the All-Star game, and then on Saturday the 19th. So they'll take on Chicago Fire and the Charlotte Football Club in those two matches as they return to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So there's a little more that you can put on your calendar. All-Star game, return of Atlanta United, training camp opens, and before you know it, it'll be August and preseason will begin. We got to get through it as quick as possible and stop thinking about it every day because that's what it is right now. We think about it every day. We talk about it every day, and it's just not good. But maybe the Braves can go out to California and St. Louis and give us some positivity. It can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. I mean, how worse can it be losing 5 of 6 versus the Angels and the Orioles? The Athletics are one of the worst teams in baseball. The Braves have one of the worst records, but we're not supposed to be one of the worst teams. Getting a 4-2 week, a 5-1 week, heck, even a 6-0 week won't even get you close to 500, but it sure would make you feel better going into the All-Star break. So we will see what they can do as they go out on this road trip. And I am glad to be done for tonight because I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'll be back on Wednesday, July 17th, a rare midweek show for me. Garrett, you have a midweek show that week as well, I saw. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. Thank you for listening, for everybody out there listening on Sports Radio 929 The Game and everybody listening on the Odyssey app. This has been Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Coming up next, the Infinity Sports Network. And, of course, bright and early on Monday morning, the morning shift. Ali Mack, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson kicks off our week of coverage leading up to the All-Star game here in Atlanta. For Garrett Chapman, I'm Eric Slaughter. And for all of you out there, have a great end of your holiday weekend. You got a couple hours left, and it's back to work on Monday morning. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Time Out with Eric Slaughter, and, of course, anywhere, any place on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.